Good morning, this is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for CRP and DCP producers about the 2013 payments. Over the past couple of months, our office has been working to process and issue your annual payments. Most all Conservation Reserve Program, which is CRP, annual rental payments have been issued, as have the direct payments, DCP, for 2013. While CRP annual rental payments amounts are unchanged, the 2013 DCP and acre payments were reduced by 8.6% due to the government sequestration. Both these payments are deposited directly into participating producers' personal bank accounts. Producers should also have or already receive statement sheets from USDA in the mail. Remember to check your account deposits. Sometimes statement sheets don't all arrive at the same time. If your payments have not yet been deposited, stop by your local FSA office to see if all your eligibility requirement forms have been completed. The 2008 Farm Bill, extended by the Act of 2012, provides authority to enroll land in DCP acre and CRP through the end of September of this year. At present, there has been no legislation enacted which reauthorized or extended that authority. That means as of this past October 1st, FSA does not have legislative authority to approve or process any applications for those programs. And now acreage reporting deadlines. Producers who file accurate and timely acreage reports for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage, can prevent the potential loss of Farm Service Agency program benefits. As a reminder, there are new requirements first put in place during crop year 2012, and they continue this year, for producers with perennial forages and fall-seeded crops. Prior to 2012, all crops in Iowa had an acreage reporting date of June 15th. Effective last year, and continuing again this year and for the foreseeable future, there are now two new dates for crop certification. These new reporting dates were established to better align FSA and the Risk Management Agency, RMA, program requirements. RMA is the one that oversees the Federal Crop Insurance Program. In order to comply with FSA program eligibility requirements, all producers are encouraged to visit the Cass County FSA office to file an accurate crop certification report by the applicable deadline. For Cass County, the following acreage reporting deadlines apply. December 15th is the first one, which is next month. Acreage reporting deadline, and that's the acreage reporting deadline for perennial forage, which includes all hay and pasture, all fall-seeded small grains, which includes small grains seeded as a cover crop. The second one is July 15th of next year, which is the acreage reporting date for all other crops, corn, soybeans, things like that, including the spring-planted crops and CRP. There are a few exceptions which apply to the above acreage reporting dates. First off, if the crop has not been planted by the above acreage reporting date, then the acreage must be reported no later than 15 calendar days after the completion of planting. Second, if a producer acquires additional acreage after the previously mentioned acreage reporting dates, that acreage must be reported no later than 30 calendar days after the purchase or acquiring of the lease. Appropriate documentation of the purchase or lease must be provided to the county FSA office as well. Finally, if a perennial forage crop is reported with the intended use of cover only, green manure, left standing, or seed, then the acreage must be reported by the July 15th date. Non-insured crop disaster assistance program, NAP, policyholders should note that the acreage reporting date for NAP-covered crops is the earlier of the dates mentioned previously, December 15th or July 15th, or 15 calendar days before grazing or harvesting of the crop begins. Producers are also reminded that farms not certified by the appropriate acreage reporting deadlines will be subject to a late filed fee of $46 per farm unit. Last year that was waived, this year it will not be. For questions regarding crop certification and crop loss reports, or to file your crop certification acreage report, contact your local FSA office. Finally, crop year 2013 marketing assistance loans. As the harvest season draws to a close, grain producers are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvested production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans, MALs, allow producers to store their production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. Producers are sharing the risk of production of the eligible commodity, and who maintain beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the note are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity. They must be responsible for loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have title to the commodity. Once beneficial interest in a commodity is lost, it is ineligible for a loan, even if that beneficial interest is later regained. If any grain under an MAL is going to be sold or is sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15 or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to our office is all that's needed to begin the process. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. The financial penalties for that are severe and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period, so always call before you haul any grain under loan. Similar to the 2013 DCP payments, crop year 2013 marketing assistance loans disbursed on or after October 1st of this year are subject to a reduction due to sequestration. Producers requesting those loans will have their gross amounts reduced by 5.1%. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.